Okay, Rabotai, today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Yud Beit. So let me remind you where we're up to. We had a question yesterday of Rami Bar Choma. Rami Bar Choma wanted to know that if a person has in mind to be matpis a neder to something, and that thing is currently in a state of heter, however, it has emerged out of something that is a dover hanod or an os. The specific example that he was talking about is where somebody said, this piece of meat that I'm holding should be the same as that piece of meat, to which he points at after Zrikas Hadam, he points to Shlomim meat. So currently, that meat has no Isurim on it, right? Masha Inkein, if I'm thinking about the fact that this is a carbon shlamim, then it's a dover anoder that creates all kinds of isurim associated with it. So how do we look at it? Do we look at it as bi'ikaro kamatvis or bidahashta kamatvis? These were the technical ways of expressing the issue of Rami Bar Choma. So now, yesterday we saw that according to Rava, there's a very simple solution. If the Mishnah lists notar and pigel, and notar and pigel themselves are not a dover anodur. Notar and pigel only are notar and pigel once the carbon was already after Zrikas Adam. And to say just because notar pigel is also, therefore neder is chal, that's absolutely not the case. Because notar pigel is itself a dover ha'osur, not a dover hanadur. And it says ish ki yidor neder. Therefore, what we're going to have to say, says Rav, as you see, when somebody has in mind notar upigel, despite the fact that the underlying carbon is after the Zrikas Hadam, it's clear that we're talking about mi'ikora and not bidahashta. To which Ravuna said, no, that's not true. How do you know we're not talking about notar upigel of a carbon ayla? In which case, even though it was after Zrikas Hadam, it's still going to provide an underlying substrate of iser. Because an ayla is always osur, not because mi'ikara, but because of now. Just the fact that it was an ayla, it's osur. Ah, you'll ask, so then what's the point of mentioning nicer opigo? You could have just said it should be like ayla. The answer is obvious, because there's a big chiddush. If I'm able to utilize nicer opigo, and I don't make what I might have thought, is that, well, wait a minute, Neisser Pigel is not a Dover Anoder. Neisser Pigel is saying it should be like Chazer or something, right? So therefore, I still need to know that even when I'm referring to Neisser Pigel, I'm referring to its underlying status as a carbon. But that doesn't prove that something that in the interim was kosher, that means that I have in mind to go all the way back to its mucker, namely that Mi'ikara Kamatvis. That is certainly not addressed by this. That's where we were up to yesterday. So we still don't have any kind of raya. And because of that, we need to continue with one line up from the middle of the page, metve. So metve, by the way, is a pretty weird way to introduce this because it's not a kasha on anybody, since nobody asserted anything about what the din was over here, because if anything, it's not against Rava, it's bringing a further indication of Rava. So metve. So some of the Rishonim say that this Meitve is just another one of these weird Nedarim Lashonos, because it shouldn't say Meitve at all. What's it a Meitve on? But anyway, sometimes when we're bringing a Raya Stam, instead of saying Tanya or Toshma, we'll say Meitve. Ezehu Isor Ha'amur Ba'Torah. Now, when we're talking about over here Isor, you know why we're mentioning this? We're mentioning it because usually the dinim of Ish Ki Yidor Neder is Achi Yidor B'Dover Hanodor, right? So why are we talking about the word Isar? What is the word Isar? Is the next clause. Le'esor Isar Al Nafsho, right? So Le'esor Isar Al Nafsho is what we're referring to over here. Ezehu Isar in that sense. Why? Because this that we're about to discuss, I might have said, if the Torah hadn't said Le'esor Isar Al Nafsho, then when you're talking about a Dover HaNodur, you're talking about a universal Dover HaNodur, such as a Korban. That's a universal Dover HaNodur. How about if somebody makes a neder that today should be like the day of his father's yard site? That's a completely idiosyncratic, personal determination that he decided he's going to fast on the day of his father's yard site. That's not universal. It happens to be that this day was this particular person's father's yard site, and he decided that he's going to fast on the yard site. Okay. So is that also considered to be a Dover and Nodor? Comes along, so the Rashba understands that later on the Ron's going to say the same thing. Comes along the Gemara, therefore, to bring the Braita that says, Ezo Isar, which is Lesor Isar al Nafsho, even where something is completely personal, and it's his own Dover and Nodor, because he's the one who made this the yard site that he's fasting on. So that's considered to also be a Dover and Nodor, which is a Chiddush. Anyway, so let's take a look at the case. A guy says, "Hareini shelo ochal basar v'shelo eshte yain, kiyom shemet bo aba, or kiyom shemet bo rabo, or kiyom shenerag bo gedalya ben achikam, or kiyom shera'iti Yerushalayim b'churbana." Now, it is not talking about what it seems to be talking about. He did not say that today should be usher in achila the way it was the day my father died, and I accepted an edit to fast. That's ridiculous, because that is obviously a Dover HaNodor. What we're talking about over here is where the person did not identify the day with those words. He spoke about the day that was his father's yard site. So the Ron understands the situation is like this. His father died on the first Monday of Nisan, let's say, right? And today is this year's first Monday in Nisan. His father may have died 20 years ago. And he says, so this day should be like the first day of Nisan. All right, it is the first day of Nisan. So obviously he's trying to refer to some very significant first day of Nisan, right? Now, there might have been 20 first days of Nisans from that first day of his father's death until today, and he's keeping the 20th yard site. So he wants the 20th yard site to be a ta'anit for himself. Let's imagine. Now, when a guy just says those, I understand his intent is that he's trying to connect it back to the fact that the first day of Nisan 20 years ago was a day that he'd made a neder, that on that day he's going to fast because his father had died. But there's been lots of first days, first Tuesdays in Nisan since then, haven't there? So what the guy says today should be like the first day of Nisan. I mean, like, okay, what are you talking about? Last year's? 2 years ago? 3 years ago? Or 20 years ago? So it says over there, if he identifies that day as his father's yard site, his Rebbe's yard site, Gedalia ben Achikam's yard site, which is a bigger Kiddush, because you would have thought that since Gedalia ben Achikam, there's a chiyuv to fast, so the fact that you happen to be mekabel the tainus doesn't make it a personal neder. Kamash malan that afalpik, and is not considered to be a dover ha'otzer, it's considered to be a dover ha'nodur. Now, Shmuel says, in the event that, yes, on that original fateful day that his father died, which to him is a very significant day, so there, who should nadur bo to ayom, if he had made a neder on that particular day, so then he's referring back to that neder, and he's going to aser today in a tainus the way that it was aser then. Now, why would that be? I mean, there has been a lot of time that he hasn't fasted in between. So, hechi dami, tell me what the case is. I mean, the case seems to be, he's on a Sunday, the first Sunday in Nisan. First Sunday in Nisan was the Sunday that his father was nifter on. And afagav the ika tuva chad b'shabbat da tera. There's been plenty of Sundays that are the first in Nisan since then. First Sundays in Nisan since then. He hasn't fasted on every single one of them. But Shmuel says, as long as on the day of his father's death, he had made a neder, then even this loose language is referring to that day. So what you see is that be'ikaru tuka matvis. He's not being matvis behetera. He's not being matvis in last year's first Sunday in Nisan, in 5 years ago first Sunday in Nisan. He's being matvis on the underlying first Sunday of Nisan that he made the neder in when his father died. So you see that we don't look at the current situation. We look at back to where that day was significant to him. That's the point. Seems to me to be a beautiful proof. I mean, it would be, but I don't really believe that that's what Shmuel says. I mean, Shmuel might easily, when Shmuel said the words, you know, How do you know that he means he was only nodder on the day that his father died? I mean, maybe what Shmuel was really saying was, maybe it means only so long as he had kept that yard site every single year since then, and therefore he's got to be referring to a day that's aser. But maybe in Achinami, if it was only like 20 years ago, why would we say Bikarakomav? You can't bring a raya from this lotion. It's not that clear. Now, gentlemen, notice anything funny about this? What's very funny about this is that the language that he says is not the language of a neder. It's the language of a shvua. How can you make a neder in the language of a shvua? He says, Hareni shelo ochal basar, v'shelo eshteh yayin. He's talking about himself. He's not talking about the basar. He's not talking about the yayin. That's the classic Isser Gavra and not the Isser Heftza. So how can we make a neder when I'm not even saying a neder properly? Now the truth is, this is a big machlokas. There is a shita, we spoke about it before, which the Ron brings earlier, right at the beginning of the Masechet, the Ramban holds, which is that if a person clearly intends to make a neder, he can use the language of a shvua, fascinatingly, as a yad, because the language of a shvua is also a yad to a neder. So you can't lose, okay? So then it would be chal, because essentially he's using a word that means iser. Not everybody buys into that. I must tell you, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rashba, many of the other Rishonim, they always answer when we find these, and we do find a lot of this kind of stuff throughout the Masechet, that it's lav davka, and that the Gemara is simply talking about throwing the words around, meaning that the intent of the person was to ask himself with the neder, but it's not coming to address in the exact language that he's using. So just keep that in mind. A shvua may actually be a yad. Lashon shvua may be a yad for a neder. Anyway, to continue. So we don't have any raya from here either. Ravina, I'll bring you a raya to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Do we say that be'ikar kamatvis, or do we say bidahashta kamatvis? That's the question. Let me show you. Tashma, I'm going to bring you a raya from the fact that the Mishnah is going to discuss what the din is if somebody makes something like chalat aharon or trumas aharon. Now, what exactly is that referring to? This is the Mishnah that we're going to have tomorrow. And it's giving further examples of elements that look like they're a dover on nodder, but they aren't a dover on nodder. So we have over there, somebody says, anything that I eat from you should be like the challah that is separated out to give to the Kohanim, or like the truma that is separated out to give to the Kohanim. In all of those cases, since it's not a dover ha-nodder, but it's actually a dover ha-asur, it's not considered to be a nedder, obviously. What's not quite as obvious, I must tell you, is why it is that we don't look at the selection of truma to be the same as the selection of a korban. The selection of a korban, the way the Rambam puts it, is created through an act of neder or nedava. Masha einkein, a truma, there's no way for me to select it with the lashon of neder and nedava. You can't be mashbia yourself or be menader truma. You can only select it. So that's what the Rambam says. Now there's other approaches. The Rashba says it's because you do not make it usher. You're just saying it's truma. And then it becomes usher to Zorim because the Torah gave it to the Kohen. And it's as if it's his. You see, he's allowed to give it to his B'nai Bayit. So it isn't something that's really called Isser, to be Osser in general. Some learn goof at the fact that it's not Osser to everyone, means it's not a Dover HaNodor. If a Kohen's allowed to eat it, some learn that Kriyat Shem is not a reference to Isser at all. Others learn that because the Tevel included the Truma originally, and you are only selecting out the Truma from the Teva, but you're not creating anything. Anyway, that's a big discussion, has a lot of implications. But I just figured it's good to remember that not everybody specifically takes on the pshat in the Rambam, which is the way we originally explained it. But anyway, so it says over there that in that case, it's not considered to be a dover and nodder. Now, the implication of that case, however, is that only trumas Aharon, and that is or kechalas Aharon, but what about a truma that is not called trumas Aharon? How about the trumas lachmei toira? Now, the trumas lachmei toira is given to Aharon, and remember that the norm of trumas lachmei toira is that after we finish the zrikas hadam, and then we have the lechem that was baked, and it needed to be baked at that time, in order for it to get the kedusha of the carbon, it needs to be ready to be separated out. So remember that I have 40 different types. I have 40 rolls, and these 40 rolls are split into four different types. So we have chametz, and then we have these lechem matzahs, and then we have these thin cracker matzahs, and then we have these oily, the revucha matzahs. Fine. I have to give one of each of those rolls to the Kohen. By the time I give them to the Kohen, I've already done the Zrikas Hadam, normally. That's not to say you couldn't have set it aside before, but the norm is the Lachmei Torah is given afterwards. Now, the implication of the Mishnah is that the only type of challah or truma that is considered to be not a Dover HaNadur is actual challah that you take from baking, or truma that you take to give to the korban. But other words that are used in the same way, like trumas lachmei toira, those are considered to be a korban, because they are a korban. And since they are initially a korban, therefore they are a dover hanodor. But wait, right now, are they usser? No, because right now I have already done the zrikas hadam. And Rami Bar Choma's entire question is, if you already did the Zrikas Hadam, does that mean that your focus is on the underlying Dover HaNodur, or does it mean that you're looking at Kidahashta, the way things are now? These were the two sides that Gavi wrote down yesterday, I hope. Kidahashta or Kidahmeikara. He wrote down Kidahmeikara yesterday, should add Kidahashta. So if you're going to tell me that it is Kidahashta, so then why would the Mishnah imply that the Truma Lachmei Toira is in fact good enough to create a neder if right now it is in a state of heter because it's after Zrikas Hadam? You see from there, says Ravina, that the answer to Rami Bar Choma is that you go Pidahashta. So let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. Hakatrumas Lachmei Toira would be usher. So you see, and even though currently our trumas lachmei toira la'achas rikas domimu, even though currently it's kosher, and you see that nonetheless, if I make something like trumas lachmei toira becomes usher with a neder, so that means he's going to the source and not to the current situation. Not necessarily, says the Gemara. First of all, I don't know that I even agree with your first assumption. I mean, your assumption is that when the Mishnah says, Kalas Arain or Ketrumasai, it's coming to contrast that with the Trumas Lachmei Toira. No, maybe not. Maybe it's coming to tell me that if you say something is Ketrumat Halishka, Ketrumat Halishka, I mean, that's straight out Hegdash, you know? So maybe that's what it means. If you said it should be Ketrumas Halishka, then Enoch Inami would be like giving a shekel, you know? You give the shekel to the Trumas Halishka, obviously that's a Dover HaNodur. But maybe Enoch Inami. The Truma Lachmei Toira is just another form of the Truma of Aharon. Well, wait a minute, says the Gemara. So what are you saying about Trumas Lachmei Toira? What are you claiming? That what? It would be Mutter? And that if you made a Neder utilizing the Dover HaNodur for Hatpasa of Trumas Lachmei Toira, it would be okay? I mean, if that's the case, so then Kol Shekein, wouldn't it be true that Truma itself, that's even less Shayach to Kochim? So then why didn't the Mishnah say that? Why did the Mishnah say that if you used Chalas Arein and Trumas Arein, it's no good? You could have said a much bigger Kiddush. You could have said, if you used even Trumas Lachmei Toira, it's no good. because we go kedashta. So that can't be the pshat, right? Because since it seems to limit the din of its not being a kosher neder to a case where it's the trumas arayin, the implication is that had it been anything but, forget about trumas halishka, even if it would have been trumas lachmei teda, it would have been a kosher neder. No, not necessarily. The whole point of the Mishnah may be that the formulation, trumas aharon, includes either trumas dagan or the trumas lachmei teda. Maybe that's good for the point. But if somebody says, trumas aharon, no matter what that means, is not going to be enough. Why? Because currently it's kosher. And right now it's after Zrikas Domim. The only type of truma that would be enough would be trumas halishka. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's one interpretation of the Mishnah. The truth is, I could tell you another beautiful answer to the whole thing. You know what? I could tell you like this, that in a chinami, that trumas aharon does not refer to lachmei teda. And when you say trumas aharon, your implication is, aha, but if we're trumas lachmei teda, then it would be a kosher neder. But even so, that wouldn't prove that bi'ikara kamatvis. Why not? Because, you see, not every case of trumas lachmei teda is after the zrikas dam. You're right, the norm is after the zrikas dam, but I'm not going to tell you a case which depends on the specifics. Now, it's possible for trumas lachmei teda to be taken off before the zrikas dam. How could that be? I'll show you. Trumas lachmei teda can be taken off before the zrikas dam. How is that possible? It's possible in a case, kagon de afreshino belusha. You don't have to take it off after the zrika, while the bread is still in unbaked, right? And that's before even shchita. That's certainly before the zrikas hadam. I have to bake it before I do the zrikas hadam, because it's not going to be kodesh if it isn't baked. So since with the shchit of the zevach, I'm going to mekadesh the lechem, I certainly would have had to bake it by then. But I'm going to show you that if before I do anything, I separated it out while it was still raw dough, before the kedusha was chal, it still gets a din of lachmei teda. And here's how I'm going to prove it to you. But since there is such a case, as you're going to have to admit, the Mishnah couldn't possibly have said trumas lachmei teda, because it would have depended what kind of trumas lachmei teda. Here is my proof, okay? Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna quotes Shmuel as saying that if you baked all of the lachmei teda into four big loaves of bread, now remember, you can't do less than that, because there are four different types of lachmei teda. You're going to have matzah, which is lechem of matzah. You're going to have, it's like the Teimani matzah. You're going to have rikikin, which is like Ashkenazi matzah. You're going to have revucha, which is sort of like oily matzah pancakes. And you're going to have chometz. Those are four different types. You can't mix them. So the minimum that you could have would be four big loaves. And he seems to be saying that you would be yotze, says Rav Tuvi, if you made four loaves. Four loaves? But the Torah says arboim. How in the world could you turn arboim? It says 40 beferish, right? Doesn't really say beferish, but anyway, but we do need 40 that we're medayim. Okay, but that's only lemitzvah. That's lechatchila. That's not going to be ma'akev. Okay, fine, but still, how in the world are you going to take off truma from four large loaves? You can't select one of these loaves because you have to give one of each type. No, the Torah says beferish echad mikol korban. You must give one of each different type, from which we learn shelo yitol mikorban achaveiro. You're not going to be yotze if you try to take, let's say, some chometz for a matzer, some revucha for a kikin. So that can't be the solution. So can you please explain to me how you're going to be yotze your chayva of the truma of the chalais, if you made four loaves? If you're going to try to tell me, well, what's the problem? Take a knife and cut off a little piece from each loaf, and then you're giving a truma from each loaf? No. Because v'chitem the shakal prusa mikochad v'chad, you'll take a slice of each one of these loaves. But it says beferish v'atnan, since the Torah says echad, it means shelo yitol prusa. You cannot use a piece, no slices. You can only use an entire lechem. So how are you going to explain this? How can you take truma from the Torah? The only possible way is that you did take out the truma before you baked the loaves. That's what it's talking about. So you were mafrish from the dough for the revucha, from the dough for the chometz, from the dough for the matzahs rekikin, etc. And then after taking them out and making those four small rolls, you then put everything else together so that you ended up with four large rolls, ones of each type. Fine. That's what happened. So you were mafresh during the lisha. So you took one chametz, and you took one of the chalets, and you took one of the rekikin, and you took one of the revucha, which is basically like a bagel where you steam it with hot water. And then you put everything else together and so on. Okay. Now, obviously, that had to be done before the Zrikas Hadam. Because if you didn't do it before the Zrikas Hadam, my dear friend, then you would never have been Makdish the Lechem after you baked it, okay? So what do you see from here? That it is possible, and that's Rav Tuvi's case, to take off Lachmei Teda before Zrikas Dam. So how could the Mishnah use as an example Lachmei Teda when sometimes Lachmei Teda Kidahashta is Aser, and sometimes Lachmei Teda Kidahashta is Mutter? So do I know that the Mishnah is trying to tell me that under any and all circumstances, that Trumas Lachmei Teda would always go Kamiikara? No, that Bidiika Kamatvis. So therefore, I don't have any raya to Rami Bar Choma. I'm terribly sorry. So now we don't have an answer. Well, wait a minute, says the Gemara. We don't have an answer because maybe the reason we don't have an answer is because it's really a big machlokas. I think I could detect the machlokas tanoim that is the way that Rami Bar Choma was asking. Apparently, one tana holds we go kedahashta, and one tana holds we go to the ikar. Where do we see this? Because the Braita says like this. Somebody who says, this piece of meat should be to me as if it is a bechor. Now, what's the din of the basar of a bechor? So then it has the, it's like saying a korban shlomim, no? A bechor has essentially the din of a korban shlomim. So Rabbi Yaakov says it's asur, and Rabbi Yehuda, the Ran has Rabbi Yossi, holds that it's mut. Now, that means according to Rabbi Yaakov, we're using a bechor as a dover hanadur, which is weird, obviously. We're going to have to discuss this because a bechor is kadosh on its own. As soon as it's born, I don't make a bechor, and therefore it is very unclear how we are viewing bechor, even though it is a carbon shlomim, but I don't make it a carbon shlomim. Its birth makes it a carbon shlomim. Fine, that we'll talk about. So now let's see, what are we referring to over here? Echidami. The machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is in what case? Is it talking about before the bechor is lifnei zrikas dami, meaning that the guy said, this meat is to me like a bechor lifnei zrikas dami? How could anyone say that it's mutter? And if the guy said, it's like a bechor achas zrikas dami, how could anybody say that it's usher? The man is making it very clear that he's referring either to Isser or Heter, as the case may be. Therefore, I got news for you. You know what this machlokas is? Ha-ha! It's Rami Bar Choma all the way. Somebody's got a plate of bechor meat. He brings over another piece, exactly like Rami Bar Choma said, brings over another piece of meat, and he says, this should be like this. And therefore, we find over here a classic machlokas about Rami Bar Choma's question. That's the machlokas over here that we just spoke about between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. What do you say? So El Alab must be talking about the Machis Basar Bechor sitting in a plate in front of the guy. He brings Machis Basar Daech Kabeh, brings another piece of meat next to it, and he says, I want this meat to be like that meat. And this machlokas over here is Rami Bar Choma's question. Rabbi Yaakov is saying you cannot eat the other meat. Why? Because we go according to the ikar of a bechor. The ikar of a bechor is it's a carbon and it's usher. Mashenken, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Paskin, that it is not a problem of a neder, because its current status is that it's kosher to eat. So you see that the answer to Rami Bar Choma's question is, it depends which of the Tanaim you hold by. No, says the Gemara, I disagree. I would say you're ignoring one of the important other issues about Bechor. I mean, you know, there's a big elephant sitting in the room and you're pretending it's not there. How in the world did a Bechor turn into a Dover Anadar? I mean, that's really the problem here. It's very simple. We're talking about a Bechor even before Zrikas Damim. The guy could have said, I want it to be like a Bechor lifnei Zrikas Damim. And you ask, how could anybody say it's mutter? Obviously before Zrikas. How could anybody say it's mutter? I want to know how anybody can say it's usher. The reason that he holds it's mutter is because the Torah says, Ish ki yidor neder means that you have to be neder bedover another. And you're saying this should be like a Bechor, but a Bechor is Kodesh Me'elav. It's not a Dover HaNador. So, Omar Kwa Ki Yidor HaChi Yidor B'Dover HaNador. Masha Enkein a Bechor. That's a Dover HaAsur. It happens to be a Korban, but that doesn't turn it into a Dover HaNador, does it? It's no different than any of the Yisurim in the Torah. Like, don't eat this particular animal. It's not kosher. It's the same thing. Don't eat this animal. It's not kosher for you because it's a Bechor. So what would be the Svara indeed of Rabbi Yaakov, who says that it's Usr? Isn't it clear that it's not a Dover HaNador? Ah, says Rabbi Yaakov, there's a special Riboy in the Torah to include a Bechor amongst the Dvorim HaNidorim. Because it says Beferish in the Pasuk, Ish ki yidor neder LaHashem. Now what does he add the LaHashem for? We've been talking about being matfis in a Dover HaNador. That is coming to tell me that something can be a Dover HaNador even to something that accrues all on its own LaHashem. What accrues all on its own LaHashem? A Bechor? And we see that the Pasuk adds that since in its nature a Bechor is a Korban, which is a Dover HaNador, the Torah wants to expand into even that idea of a korban to include it as a dover anador. Chaim l'chaim kayin is that trumas alishka, trumas kayanim, chala, reishis hagez. I mean, we don't assume for a minute you got anything of your own, you bum coin. Okay. So what about, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with LaHashem? That's pretty good raya, LaHashem. LaHashem mayavidle. He says, I need the LaHashem to include karbonais, because not all karbonais can you bring with a neder. Could you make yourself chai of a karbon chatas? No. Can you make yourself chai of a karbon asham? No. So perhaps that's not considered to be a dover hanador. Because even when you say, this should be for my chatas, but it's really the Torah that has created that chiyav. So if it wouldn't have said LaHashem, I would have said, look, you want to bring a da'ila all on your own? That's a dover anoder. You want to bring a shlobib all on your own? That's a dover anoder. But to say you're going to bring a chatas where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'chayev you the chatas, that's not a dover anoder. Therefore, I need LaHashem to add even that. So, I mean, why do you say that it makes sense more for a chatas and an asham than for a bechor? Umara ita l'rabot chatat v'asham v'lautziyat ha-bechor. Marbe ani chatat v'asham. Chatas and asham is different. Because even though the Torah was b'chayim l'chatas v'asham, when I define it, I say, arei zu l'chatasi, right? So I have to go and I have to be matfisit essentially with a neder. It's not automatically a chatas. Masha Enkein, the Bechor, is automatically a Bechor. So I'm not going to include a Bechor where I have nothing to do for a Bechor. Motziani et HaBechor, because a Bechor is Kadosh Mime'e Imo. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Yeah, hey, that's a very good point. So what is Rabbi Yaakov hold? Umandi Asar. Why does Rabbi Yaakov hold that a Bechor is considered to be, because of the extra word Lashem, the equivalent of Adora Nadur? Because he says the Bechor, look, it's all very nice to say that the Bechor is Kadosh Mirechem, and it doesn't require your involvement, and therefore there's no act of Neder Bechlal, but it's not true, because there is an issue, namely that there's a mitzvah to be Makdish a Bechor, and a Bechor Nami Mat Piso Beneder, the Tanya Mishum Rabbi Amru, how do we know that if someone was zeicha to have a bechor born into his flock, that there's a mitzvah on him to say, Harei zu bechor, shenemar hazachar takdish. So you see that it's the equivalent of being magdish, the chatas that you were chayiv, and the oshem that you were chayiv, you're mechuyiv to be magdish, the bechor. So, yeah, that's good. So what does Rabbi Yehuda say? Says Rabbi Yehuda, listen, you cannot compare the ritualistic Hakadoshav HaBachar, which, I mean, let me ask you something. If you weren't Magdashit, would it make the slightest difference? No. Would it be a complete Bachar, 100% guaranteed? Yes. So obviously it's ritualistic. So how are you comparing that to the Chattas and the Asham, where if I don't say this should be my Chattas and Asham, then it won't be the Chattas and Asham? I don't understand what you're talking about. So man deshari, therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, kilo magdish, let's say you hadn't gone ahead and been magdish, would it not have been mugdash? Absolutely. So bottom line is, the whole machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda is negea what? Rami Bar Chama? Get out of here. Rami Bar Chama is talking about a totally different issue, whether you go Basar Be'ikr, whether you go Kedahashta. That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about, it boils down to the question, whether a ritualistic Hakadosha is included in the word Lashem or not. Now, what in the world does that have to do with Rami Bar Chama? I have absolutely no reason to say there's a Machlokas Tanoim for Rami Bar Chama. And in fact, I don't have any raya as to what the din would be of Rami Bar Choma.